Rabbits are supposed to breed like, well, you know. But that's not what's happening to Washington's pygmy rabbits. The state's palm-sized rabbits are endangered, and for more than a decade, the state's pygmy rabbits have struggled to come back from the brink of extinction. Recently, biologists tried to kickstart a second population, but those rabbits are missing. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more.
Pygmy rabbits have a hard time of it in the wild. They're tiny, and they're prey for badgers, hawks, coyotes, weasels, just about every hungry animal that calls sagebrush home. That's one reason biologists have created a pygmy rabbit hatchery of sorts outside Ephrata in central Washington. There, they breed rabbits and release the young. About 100 adult pygmy rabbits live outside the breeding grounds at Sagebrush Flats. So far, it's been pretty successful. But today's story takes place at Breezeley Hills. There, the outlook isn't so sunny. John Galley is a biologist with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Well, we released 460 young in these hills last year, and we have yet to find a single one. So, where did our 460 young go?
Biologists searched for days this winter, when it's easier to spot pygmy rabbit tracks. They flew over the area in a helicopter. Still, nothing. Now, volunteers with the Nature Conservancy are searching for any evidence of pygmy rabbits.
What we're aiming for is finding their burrow systems, which are pretty distinct.
The fist-sized burrows are buried underneath mounds of sagebrush. It was a hot summer day hiking up and down hills searching for holes. Most of the time, volunteers found badger holes or old rabbit burrows from long ago, now homes for black widow spiders.
But I am not seeing anything. The structure is what we're looking for, but I'm not seeing any evidence.
One possible problem for the rabbits, last year's drought. Most animals in the area took a hit last year. Sage grouse, upland game birds, waterfowl. But it's especially hard on the pygmy rabbits because there aren't that many of them to begin with. Biologists desperately hope to find even one rabbit. They need more than one group of pygmy rabbits in the state.
One lightning strike and we lose everything we have.
With lightning could come a devastating fire. Disease could also wipe out the rabbits. That makes the search for surviving pygmy rabbits in Breezeley Hills pretty important.
If we find anything today, we'll essentially document the existence of the second population of this species in existence.
Finally, at the very end of the first day of searching, on the edge of the search range, biologists found one inactive burrow. Probably dug out by last year's crop.
We have an intact burrow, multiple entrances, and down here is where we have all the piles of scat.
And on the second day, they found one active burrow, which was even better than biologists had hoped for. Good news for building a pygmy rabbit population in Breezeley Hills. Next, biologists can refine their searches, and maybe one day release more pygmy rabbits here. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Breezeley Hills.